Welcome, everybody. Shinama 922. We're learning today Lurfur Shalema Shaina Devar Rabbas Chanaleya. Le'ilay Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbar and Zizel, and Le'ilay Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe. Getting back to our Malacha of Makkah Bepatish. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about the rabbinical restrictions, if you want to call it, of Makkah Bepatish. Certain gezeres that Chazal made, and we're talking about the inyanim of making, using utensils which make sounds and making musical sounds with other instruments. Just real quickly to chazer over, we said bottom line is one is not supposed to be using a utensil which is made to make noise. Whether they use that utensil to make the noise or whether they use that utensil, to make a musical melody, to play a song with it, or whatever the case is, to use it to make the noise in a way whereby it'll be musically done. Now, and we said just real quickly also that a regular utensil, which is a regular, like a fork, spoon, knife, or anything else that's not made for music, that's not made to make noise, I shouldn't say for music, that's not made to make noise at all, it's just a regular item. One is allowed to use it to make noise, as long as it's not a musical, rhythmic type of a sound, like to bang a drum beat or something like that, but just to bang on the table with that instrument, like a fork or knife or so on, to get the people's attention is fine. Now, we actually got to the bottom line in reference to a door knocker. As we all understand, a door knocker, which is a round ring that's attached to the door, and it's made to make sound, right? We said to use an instrument that's made to make sound, even though one is not doing it musically, they're not doing it with a melody type of a thing, with a beat. For example, if somebody takes a door knocker and they start to play a bam ba 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 ba, like a drum beat on a door, right? So that, of course, we understand would not be allowed. But even just to use a door knocker, this ring, to bang regular so that people will know that inside the house that I would like to get in. I want to get in, so I'm using the door knocker, the round ring, to bang in the door. That also cannot be done since it's a kli miyuchad lakach. That's what the Ramah told us. The Ramah said it's a kli that's specifically made for that. Now, the Ramah told us that one should use the hand, and that's all. If you have this round ring that's made to make noise on the door knocker, on the door, one should use the hand. Okay, and we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, b'shas adchak, if somebody's really, really stuck, for whatever reason, they can use the hand, b'shas adchak, there is a tzad to say, possibly, to use it. But one should really, really try not to use it at all. But the point I want to bring down now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, again, in our Simen Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Katan Dalet, and he says like this. What about the locks? We started talking about last year a lock. Many people have a lock on their door that it's a rod. It's a small little rod, right? And it has a handle. You pull it down and then you push it into the hole. It's a little rod and there's two round circles with a hole in it on the other side of the doorpost. And the lock is on the door itself. And you push it down and you push it into the two round circles. Those two rings, and it locks the door. That's it. Now the door is locked. And you take it out, and you move it back the other way, and you open up the door. Now, on the end of this little rod, that's the lock, many times you have a little handle. So let's say the handle is even a little bit bigger, and I want to use this little handle to bang on the door. I'm not using the door knocker, which is made to make sound, but I want to use this lock, which is not made to make sound. So that, the Mishbura Taka tells us in Sif Katan Dalet, that would be okay. He says, Uve Barzel. So, right, Barzel Shah Pesach, this piece of iron or metal that Shah Pesach Ninel Niftach Bay, that the person locks his door and opens his door, like we just explained, this rod going into these two holes on the other side of the doorpost. Nira de Mutter, he says, this will be allowed, Lahakish Boy Al Hadeles, one would be allowed to use it to bang on the door. And now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that the Mutar Lahakish Boy Al Hadeles, why? Why could somebody use this door knock, use the lock, the handle of the knock, of the lock, this little rod to bang? Kedei, it says the Mishnah Berurah, Sheyishmu Anshei Abayis, Liftayach Bay, so that the people inside the house will hear him and they'll open up the door. So the bottom line is, you're supposed to use your hand, but if you can't, if for whatever reason it's hard to use your hand, you want to use this, the handle of this lock, to bang on the door would also be fine. To let the now to use this lock, I want to make it clear. If somebody used the handle of the knock, the lock, and they want to bang a beat on the door, you know, musical metal melody type of a thing, like a beat. Again, ba 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 ba. They're going to play like a beat in a musical way on the door, so that like a clay shear, so that they're not allowed to do. It's just like a fork, right? You can't take a fork we spoke about and to start banging a drum beat on the table, right? Even not just a fork, but you can't even do it with your hands. You can't even do it with your hands to bang a drum beat on the table. So it goes without saying, if you're going to take this lock, even though this lock and the handle of this lock is made to open and close the door, so to play a beat on the door can be done. But if just to knock, simply to knock, so it's no different to knock so that people will know to please let you in, so that is okay, because you're not playing a musical melody. You're not playing a beat. Shetzeh says the Mishnah Berurah, Shetzeh HaBarzel Miyuchad Rak. This lock, this handle of this rod of the lock, right? Shetzeh HaBarzel Miyuchad is Miyuchad Rak Liftoyach Bayat Sadelis Oilinel. It's made to open and close the door. It's not made to make sound by the door knocker, this round ring we spoke about last year that's attached to the door. That's made to make sound. So anything that's made to make sound can't be used on Shabbos, even though you're doing it just to make sound and not to play a beat, right? But when you're using the lock itself, and it's made to open and close the door, it's just like a fork. So just a bang, so people will know to let you in the house. So that, says the Mishnah Berurah, would be perfectly fine. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say in the next Sifkatan Hey, the same thing would be by a bell. Again, we're not talking about electricity here. A simple bell. You pull on a string. Many times you have a string, you pull, and it rings a bell, right? It's a ding-a-ling-a-ling, like there's a little ball inside of the metal, and it bangs back and forth, and it makes noise. So we understand that this is also a noisemaker. It's made to make noise. A bell is made to make noise. We spoke about a few shiurim ago in reference to putting the crown on top of the Sefer Torah. We said that was covered at Torah, even though sometimes it has little bells on it, and bells are made to make noise. You're not allowed to use, but since it's covered at Torah, so over there we said it was much easier. But when it comes to opening up a door, so I'll pull the string, there's a little string, and it makes ding-a-ling-a-ling. So, and again, it's no electricity, but just since it's a noisemaker, the same thing will be the same thing like a door knocker. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Hey, I'm Belio Rabba, Prima Godem, the same thing in Simen Shin Lamaches, Sif Hey, Datimizeh, Nishma, the Huadin, the Osa Limshaich, Bechot Inbal, you would not be allowed to pull on a pull the string of a bell. B'Shabbos, k'day sheyishmu anshei habayis v'achatzav yiftachu bayis. In other words, that people inside the house, right, or in the yard, or whatever it is, they'll come and they'll open up the door. V'yiftachu v'loy, and they're going to open up for him. So I'll pull the little string. I'll just make a little ding-a-ling. There's nothing. There's no electricity. There's no problem. What am I doing wrong? I pull the string a little, and it makes ding-a-ling, you know, two times back and forth, ding-a-ling. So again, the problem is, tells us the Mishnah Berurah, shezeh hakli meyuchad lashmir kol, that this bell is made for making noise. Just like the door knocker, the ring, is made for making noise, this little bell is also made for making noise. Otherwise, what do I need the bell, right? I pull the string and it makes a little ding-a-ling, and the people inside the house know they'll come and open up the door. And also, your kavana is over here, your kavana is to make a sound also. Same thing. Okay. All right, we're going to stop over here next year. Maybe we'll try and get a little bit into L'inyan Imuta. L'Ftayach says the Mishnah Berurah, Hadelis Kasher Yedeya Sheyesh Bo Inbal. What do you do? What should one do? Let's say sometimes a person has a door to the house whereby they open the door and there's bells on it, right? By the Sefer Torah we spoke about, good, that's covered a Torah, but if I have bells on my door, right, every time in the back of my door I have a little design or whatever, little bells that ring, am I allowed to open the door? So we'll see. We'll see if we could get into that a little bit next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.